man, what are you doing in this temple of evil?
I am the last priest king of Detachuan Temple. What do you seek?
We have come to rescue Lord Easterling.
You must pass three trials. First, the trial by combat.
Watch the doors!
We must slay all. Die, humans.
Audier, watch your back!
Audier, help!
Please keep your back down!
Watch your back!
What you have just heard is a typical adventure from the advanced Dungeons & Dragons game known to insiders as AD&D. In AD&D, you get to be a brave hero who goes on dangerous adventures to save kingdoms and find lost treasure. As we listen to what a typical AD&D session might sound like, pull the character cards out of the box.
Hey, guys!
Hey!
I just got the AD&D game.
Oh, wow.
Let's check it out.
I don't know. I heard it's a really hard game with a lot of rule books and stuff.
Come on. Oh, give me a break. Everything we need is in the box. See? And you don't even have to read them. I'll do it.
Don't be a wuss. I watched my brother play once and it looked like a blast.
Hey, it's easy. You guys don't have to do anything except use your imagination. I'll be the dungeon master since I already read the rules.
Okay. Yeah, you're great.
Yeah. Okay, I got four characters here.
Okay, wait a minute. What's a character?
All right, each of you guys gets to be a character in the game.
Yeah.
One of you controls a fighter, one the wizard, one the thief, and one the cleric. Who wants to be the fighter?
Oh, I get it. It's kind of like being in a play.
Yeah, except for you'll get to make up your own lines.
Cool. I'll be the fighter.
I got the wizard.
A thief. Hey, I guess I'll take the cleric, even though I don't know what a cleric is.
Hey, no kind of character is better than any other. They're just different. Next game, you can play a fighter if you want to. All right, let's start the adventure. You're deep in the jungle, standing in front of one of those Aztec kind of pyramids.
Yeah,
you know the ones with the big steps?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like down Mexico, right?
Yeah. And this is the Temple of the Lizard King.
Oh. Lizard!
Yeah, Lizard King!
You're here to rescue Lord Easterling, who's been captured by the Lizardmen. Now, there aren't any doors or entrances near the ground, so you gotta climb the crumbling stone steps to the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a small stone building on top. The doorway's too dark to see into. You wanna go inside?
Come on, we didn't climb all this way for nothing. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, right, let the fighter go first.
Hey, listen, you guys, inside the small building is a pit. You can't see more than a few feet down into it.
Hey, that rhymes.
What are you gonna do?
Well, what are we allowed to do?
Anything you want, as long as it's possible for your character to do it.
Okay, I step into the pit and I float gently down to the bottom.
Bad idea. You'll get splattered.
But you said I could do anything I wanted.
I meant you could try to do anything you wanted. You tell me what you want your thief character to try to do, and I'll tell you what happens.
Okay.
If you want him to step into the pit and try to float down, go ahead. But as a DM, I know that your character will fall like a rock and get squished like a bug when he hits the bottom.
Okay. I get it. I should only try and do things that would work if this were real, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. Right.
Okay. Hey! Let's drop a light down there so we can see how deep it is. I'll drop my flashlight.
Flashlight?
Sorry, yeah. This is a game about knights and dragons. They didn't have flashlights back then.
Rechargeable batteries.
Hey, look at your character card. They did have torches, though.
Ah.
You want to drop a torch down the pit?
Yeah, sure.
Did they do what you would have done? Maybe, maybe not. The point is, they got to decide what to do. They could try anything they could think of. A different group of players might have dropped a rock down the pit to see how long it fell before it made a sound. Another group might just try to climb down the pit without first testing it.
You watch the torch fall down a long ways, maybe 100 feet, and then halfway down is a tunnel in the side of the pit.
Oh, wow.
At the bottom of the pit is water, with crocodiles swimming
Whoa!
In it.
Chomp, chomp.
Yeah, and the torch hits one of them on the head and then goes off.
All right, okay.
Okay, we go down there and climb into the tunnel.
Yeah.
How are you going to get down there?
I got it. I'll tie a rope to the top and we can climb down it.
Okay, everyone climbing down the rope has to make a dexterity check.
What?
Roll your dice.
Whenever the players want their characters to try something tricky, they roll a dice to see if it worked. The characters might make it down okay, or they might slip and fall. It's up to the DM to decide what the chances are. This DM decided on a dexterity check for the die roll. Don't worry about what a dexterity check is right now. All you need to know is that the dice had to be rolled to see which characters fell and which made it.
I'll go first since I had the best dexterity.
Oh, yeah, you're cool.
I made it!
Yay!
I'm in the tunnel!
Okay, I'll go next. Yes! I made it, too.
Hey, this is easy.
Me next!
Okay.
Hey! I didn't make it!
Hey.
Wait a minute! What happened?
Oh, come on!
Come on, I don't want my wizard character to get chowed by crocodiles.
Too late.
Hey,
you're
the
dead.
Rest of you! Oh. Hey, the He's wizard's dead. Beginning to fall! Quickly, what are you gonna do?
Here's another decision the players have to have their characters make. What would you do if you were, say, the fighter? Think about it for a few seconds.
Okay, I'll try to reach out and grab him as he goes by.
I'll hold on to the fighter so he doesn't fall in, too.
Fighter, make a strength check. I'll give you a bonus since the thief is trying to help.
All right! My strength is really good.
Ooh, macho.
Gotcha! I grabbed him in midair.
Way to go! I'm in, too. Hey, I'll tie an extra rope around my waist before I climb down the other one.
Oh, that's a great
idea. You can do that.
You blew the die roll.
Splat!
Your character falls a short ways, and then the second rope stops him, and your cleric is dangling in the pit just outside the tunnel entrance.
Pull him up!
Hope you didn't tell us we could...
Come on, you didn't tell us we could use an extra rope.
Hey, you didn't ask.
Aww.
He came up with a better idea than you did.
Look, our characters all got down here, okay, didn't we? So let's get going. What do we see in the tunnel?
All right. About 40 feet ahead, the tunnel ends in an archway, and your characters see the soft glow of lights from a room just beyond it.
Wow.
It's a treasure.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah.
It's an ancient throne room with a door on the left and one on the right. In the middle is a throne made of stone. Weird patterns and strange creatures are carved all over it.
Okay.
On the throne is an old man wearing tattered clothes.
Oh, man.
No, wait. I'll ask him what he's doing here.
Go ahead.
Well, so I ask him.
No, yeah. Not that way. Oh. Pretend to be your wizard.
Yeah.
Talk like you think he would talk.
Oh.
I'll pretend to be the old man.
Okay, I get it. All right. Old man, what are you doing in this temple of evil?
Whenever a character needs to talk to somebody, the player pretends to be that character. It's pretty simple. Just change your voice a little and say the things you want your character to say. The DM does the talking for everyone that isn't a player character.
I am the last priest king of Tetejuan
Temple. Hey, that's pretty good.
What do you see?
What do you see?
We have come to rescue... Hey, Lord Easterling.
That's good.
You must pass 3 trials. First, the trial by combat. Suddenly, the doors on either side burst open.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
2 lizard men,
Ooh.
1 from each side, come charging at you with huge swords.
You've just been a part of an AD&D game. It's a game of imagination. The players you heard were just sitting around a table playing. Each had a character card. The DM had the map and booklet that described the temple. When you were listening to them play, your imagination gave you images and pictures of what was happening. No one ever described a lizard man, but I bet you have a picture in your head of what the lizard man looked like. You can look in the Monsters and Treasures book to see our drawing of one.